This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
We are very happy to be joined by our next guest. For the first time this season, a Royals player calls into the show. Mark Canna, Royals outfielder, set to join us. Mark, happy to have you join us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Mark, we usually have a rule where we don't ask baseball players or athlete sports questions, but after a ninth inning like yesterday, and certainly when you were in the middle of it, we have to ask you about it. What was it like to be in the middle of everything that happened last night at Kauffman?
It's great. I mean, we needed to get something going in that ninth inning, and we did, and a lot of excitement, a lot of kind of wild baseball plays, and we came out of there and kind of feels like we stole that one.
Have you ever been a part of a game or an ending like that?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I play a lot of baseball games, so I've seen a lot of weird stuff and played a lot of close ones and a lot of crazy ones for sure.
I have one more baseball question, then I want to talk food with you because you are at Big League Foodie. Tell us the story about your first major league home run.
Let's see. It was probably my third or fourth game in the big leagues. And, I was swinging the bat really well. I kind of got my career off on a hot streak, and I found myself in a good hitter's count and hit one up into the seats in left center field at the Oakland Coliseum.
Where is that baseball? Like, how does that work when you hit a home run? Do you try to go get it back? Do you still have the ball from your first home run?
Yeah, I have it. But they're not allowed to authenticate those balls because once a ball leaves the playing surface, in other words, that when you hit a home run, it goes over the fence, they say that they can't authenticate that was actually the ball. So it's not authenticated, but I do have it. A fan traded it at the time for a Sonny Gray signed baseball. So I was able to, get that.
Right
the,
now.
The clubhouse manager tracked it down for me.
Well, good. I'm glad that you have it. Right now we're talking to Mark Canna. We're going to talk some food here with them in a little bit. This is a movie question that is kind of a baseball question. Are you more of a major league person or Bull Durham?
Good question. Two good ones. I think Bull Durham's a little bit more of a classic. I kind of lean towards that. They're both really funny, though. I love and quote both of them all the time. And two good ones, but I'm going to lean Bull Durham.
I don't know anything about minor league baseball, but Bull Durham feels like a very accurate representation of what it's like to be a minor league baseball player.
Yeah, I would say it's a romanticized version of that. Certainly it does kind of give me a little bit of nostalgia when you watch that in the best way.
All right,
about the minor leagues, as much as you can have nostalgia about being in the minor leagues.
Mark, I have some random questions for you. When you get a plane, are you a window or an aisle seat guy?
I like the aisle seat because I'm a little bit of a larger person. I like to stick my legs out in the aisle and get a little extra leg room that way.
See, my answer for this is kind of dependent on how tired I am. Like, if I plan on going to sleep on the plane, I like having the window seat because I can lean up against something. To me, it's kind of harder to go to sleep if you're in the aisle. But the aisle has all the advantages that you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, that's kind of moot for me because I have a hard time sleeping on planes.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. If I can go to sleep, I don't go to sleep for more than maybe an hour. Like, I envy people that can just get on the plane and then you wake up in the destination. That has never been me.
Oh, must be nice.
Mark, I believe that everybody has one of those, like, guilty pleasure shows, like Pawn Stars or Chopped or Bar Rescue. What show does that count for you? Like, what is your show that you will always stop and watch it when it's on?
I'm going to go with The Office. That's kind of, I don't know if it's like guilty pleasure. I think guilty pleasure, I kind of think of reality TV when you say that, but I really don't watch any reality TV. But yeah, whenever The Office is on, I'm definitely turning that on.
Okay, that's good, because I was going to ask you, because you and I are around the same age, you know, what is your 90s sitcom of choice? Because The Office is a little bit more modern, but everybody kind of has that favorite 90s show. Like, I love Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. What's your 90s sitcom of choice?
For me, it's Seinfeld, definitely.
I got a chance.
I'm a big Seinfeld guy.
I got a chance to hear him do stand-up. He was here at the T-Mobile Center not that long ago. Very, very funny live.
Yeah, he's awesome. I actually met him last year, or not last year, it would have been 2 years ago at the All-Star break. I just happened to run into him, complete like coincidence, and he's a huge, I was playing for the Mets at the time, and he's a huge Mets fan, and so he actually recognized me before I recognized him, and that was pretty cool.
What is it like to get recognized by Jerry Seinfeld?
It was, yeah, I had to pinch myself a little bit for sure. It was just crazy.
So now I'm guessing that Seinfeld, that he is the most famous person that you have ever met. Before you met Seinfeld, who would your answer have been to the most famous person that you had met?
Jeez, I don't know. Probably like people in the baseball world. I met Shakira one time. That was cool. When you play for the Mets or any New York team, I would imagine you get to meet a lot of like cool people. Like Bad Bunny was in our clubhouse one time. Shakira came through. God, a lot of good ones. But yeah, maybe Shakira.
All right, this leads me to a music question. When you guys are just sitting in the clubhouse, who controls the music? Who's playing the tunes to get you guys ready to go play?
I think it kind of rotates, but Salvi definitely has some influence. Bobby's on there. I'm gonna go with those two. I think are the ones controlling it when I'm paying attention.
Right now, we're talking to Mark Canna for a few more minutes here. His Twitter handle is at Big League Foodie. All right, I have to start with this. I don't know if you're willing to go on record about this because you know us Kansas Citians take this very serious. I'm sure you've had some barbecue. Where's your favorite barbecue restaurant since you've been here?
Oh, you know what? I'm not well-versed on the barbecue yet. I haven't got out enough. I've been to Arthur Bryant's. I've been to Gates. Between those two, I don't know. I kind of thought they were very similar. This was actually the times I went to those, I was doing it as a visiting player. But I'll say Gates for now. I got a list of people have been, you know, sending me recommendations all the time, which I love. And so I got some work to do on the Kansas City barbecue scene.
It sounds like you have some work. What makes somebody a foodie? Like, I was on your Instagram and you're always eating at these nice places and taking pictures. Whenever you talk food with somebody, how do you know that this person like you is also a foodie?
I can just tell by, you know, you just have to have a deep appreciation for food and kind of an understanding of what is going on in the food scene in different places and all over the country. And I think it's just that love for food and that interest in it as like a cultural kind of phenomenon. And I always like to follow a bunch of chefs on Instagram, and I'm always going to different places and just kind of observing and appreciating everything that all these great places are doing.
Mark, give me your favorite city whenever you guys are, you know, you're going around the country, you're going out of the country. What is the city you're really excited about because you love their local food scene?
I have I'm a little biased, but San Francisco is always my favorite just because I'm from that area. And I lived there for 6 years. So I'm biased towards San Francisco, but a few others. I mean, New York is obviously great. I love eating in Miami. I love eating in Seattle. L.A. is really good, too. Like, I like going to K-Town in L.A. and doing all that stuff. And mainly kind of the bigger markets, I guess you could say. But, there's good food everywhere.
Mark, which city has better pizza? Is it Chicago or New York?
I'm going to say New York. But actually, I played in Detroit last year. And Detroit should be on that upper echelon of lists of pizza places because that's my sleeper pick. I'll say that.
What is unique about this Detroit pizza? I don't know if I've ever had Detroit style pizza before. What are they doing there?
Have you ever had Little Caesars?
I have.
Yeah. So it's Little Caesars basically, but like that's the Little Caesars with the crispy edges with the cheese on the edge where it's kind of like black and crispy and like the square slices. That is kind of what New York pizza is like. That's a version of it, and there's really good versions of it all around the city.
What is your favorite kind of food, like American, Italian, Chinese food? Like, if you had to like give me like your favorite genre of food,
it's sushi. It always has been. I like everything. I like all kinds of food, obviously. There's nothing I won't eat, but good sushi for me is my favorite.
All right, I'm going to ask you a couple of food items here, and I just need a thumbs up and thumbs down, and I get you out of here. Where are you at on baked beans? Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Baked beans, not my favorite. I'm going to go thumbs down.
All right, how about coleslaw?
I'll eat them, but not my favorite.
All right, so thumbs down on baked beans. Where are you at with coleslaw?
Coleslaw is a thumbs up. Got to have coleslaw, I think, because when you have rich foods or, you know, barbecued meats or whatever, you need that freshness of the coleslaw. I'm a coleslaw guy for sure.
All right. I have to ask you this because the text line always gets on me. I love Dippin' Dots. I think Dippin' Dots are a great ballpark treat. Where are you at with Dippin' Dots? Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs up. Absolutely. Amazing.
Mark, you know what? I like hearing that. Mark, you know what? After this, we're going to take you to some barbecue restaurant. You can't be a foodie and you've only been to two of these places. I'm born and raised in Kansas City. There's plenty of great barbecue you haven't had yet. I will make it my mission to take you to one of them.
I know. I'm a little ashamed. I've been checking some other boxes. I've been getting out to basically, I think, a lot of good restaurants that aren't barbecue. But yeah, you're absolutely right. I got some work to do.
And that is Mark Canha joining us on the show today. He plays outfield for your Kansas City Royals. And at some point, we are going to have a nice lunch or dinner date, taking him somewhere to have barbecue. Mark, we really appreciate your time. Thanks for popping on today.
All right. Thanks.